After 3 days, I'm going to rise again. And you know, whatever you're going through, church, God's already told you, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. It may be 3 o'clock Friday afternoon on your time schedule. You feel like everything's been crucified and the whole earth's shaken out from under you. But Sunday's coming. He said it was. It's going to be all right, but it's only going to be all right as you put your trust in Him. But when you decide you're going to trust Him, you're going to go His way, you're going to accept what Jesus Christ did for you, and the only way we can change our lives is to accept what Jesus Christ did. Until we accept what Jesus Christ did, we're living under what Adam did. And there's no way for us to get out. No way at all. But I'm here to tell you, Sunday's here. It's all right. Our Lord is risen. We have new life in Christ, our sacrifice. Man was never right before God because he kept the law. He was right before God because of the atonement sacrifices. The one that was offered every year. And our lamb has been slain and he doesn't have to be slain anymore. We don't need another lamb. We have the Lamb of God. He's taken away the sins of the world and we are right with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of what happened on this day in history. Let's stand. We're going to stand and we're going to have a closing song. But I want you to be standing during the song. Can we get the side lights over there out, please? The side ones. That's good.
Gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, arose with every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. So I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away. His body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheets they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how and where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go.
Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high.
I'd seen them crucify him. I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame.
When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name.
Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. And suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. And the light that shone from everywhere drove shadows from the room.
And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide.
I fell down on my knees. As he raised me to my feet and I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies.
Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release,
and every fear I've ever had just melted.
Rejoice in the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Our King is alive and sitting on the throne. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've got 364 days now before we come to this event again. Use it wisely. Use it godly. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy, your grace. We thank you for the resurrected Savior. That we can celebrate that. We thank you, Lord God, for the new life that we have in him. Justified before you. Right before God. Thank you for that, Lord God. I pray that what we've experienced here this morning would change the lives of every one of us, that not any of us here will leave the same as we were when we came in, but that we will leave, Lord God, with a greater desire to live for you, that we will leave this morning knowing that we're right with you, Lord God. We're justified before you because of what Jesus did. Thank you for blessing your people, watching after them, Lord God. Bring us back together, Lord, by your grace and mercy, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.